As we approach Rosh Hashanah, and as we hold at the end of Chodesh Elul, obviously tshuva is on our minds. And we're all wondering to ourselves, what does it mean, tshuva? Part of tshuva means returning to the basics. Just like every single year, tshuva is at the end of the year in Chodesh Elul, because tshuva means the return to the beginning. The return to the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. It also, of course, refers to the fact that every single Jew returns to the Shorish Nekudas HaNefesh, which has a lot to do with the Yeshua and the Hatzalah which we have every single year in Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem is Megaleh, the Tzidkos of Klal Yisrael, which is not our discussion for now. But it certainly means that a Jew returns to the basics and to the Reishis and Avodas Hashem. And the basics in Avodas Hashem is undoubtedly the Avodah of Tzadik B'munasa Yichya, that a Jew lives by his Emunah. Of course, Emunah is a very deep Psugiyah in Avodas Hashem. Many components to Emunah, even the Ikrei Emunah have 13. The fact that we read Parashas Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem tells us in the beginning of the parasha, Aten Nitzavim Hayoyim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Alekeichem, the idea of standing before Hashem Yisbarach, of which all the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that it's a reference to Rosh Hashanah. As the Zohar says, Hayoyim, that anytime it says the word Hayoyim, it's a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Hashem Yishmol tells us, based on a Sfarno, the Sfarno's understanding of the word Matzeva in last week's parasha, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem means the idea of Matzeva means the ability to stand strong in every single situation. And he attaches this to the idea, which is a very important yesod in Avodas Hashem, that is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, David HaMelech tells us in Kapitel Tasvav. The idea that a Jew is always standing before Hashem Yisbarach. But the Torah tells us, as we approach this week's parasha, Tanitzavim Hayam Kuchem Lifnei Hashem Alekechem, that the idea of tshuva, the idea of Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, is the idea of Nitzavim Lifnei Hashem Alekechem, to stand in front of Hashem, no matter where we are, whether a Jew is Mi'al Olanu Hashemayimah, whether he's Me'ir El Hayam, Imesak Shemayim Shemata, Yatzia Sha'ol Hineka, Davan HaMelech tells us, no matter where a Jew finds himself, Hashem Yisbarach is there. This is certainly, when we speak about beginnings, new beginnings, returning to the Reishis, Rav Tzadik writes probably in over 20 places in his Sfarim that he references the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch that the Rama writes, Yizgaber Kari, which is the lashon of the Mechaber. And as the Rama continues, and he says that the root and the yisoid of all avodas Hashem is shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid, that a person should know that everything which he does, even when he finds himself in a makom sanua, that there's an idea of shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid, which is the klal of the derech of the tzaddikim. And Rav Tzadik writes that this is what's called a hakdama of yira before Torah. You mean yira in Torah. That here the Ramah is giving us the yisoid of Avodas Hashem that a Jew has to take with him when learning all the halachas in Shulchan Aruch which follow. That there's an idea of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid which comes before Limud HaTorah, which a person takes with his Limud HaTorah. This is the Hakdama for all Shulchan Aruch. Now, no matter which halacha and which halicha a person goes in, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid is primary and is the ratios of every single halacha. It's the shutuf. That a Jew has to know that in everything which he does, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is present in everything and always. Chassidim, beginning with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, placed a special emphasis, perhaps more than anyone, in terms of the idea of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. It can even be said that in terms of Avodas Hashem, this was the actual Nekud of all Nekudas. That when it came to the differences between the Misnagdim, especially the school of the Vilna Gaon versus the Cheder of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that whereas the Vilna Gaon in his Cheder put a very strong degish on Limud HaTorah B'chol Eis, you know, the Gaon said about himself that he can think of maybe 3 minutes of Bittul Torah his entire life. And this was the emphasis and the foundation of the creation of the yeshivas, which was established by Rav Chaim Volozhiner's Talmud. Torah is being the core and the nucleus of the life of a Jew. Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, it could be said that he emphasized more than that the idea of Dveikus with Hashem B'chaleis. The idea of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samit. This is considered to be the root of all Avodah. As you see here from the Degel Machane Ephraim, quoting his grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, in Parshas Balak, that he quotes Adoni Avi Zakeini Zal al Pasuk Ashri Adam Layachshav Hashem Layavon. This is Ashri Adam Layachshav Hashem Layavon Perish Adam Hu Madriga Gedoyla. We're speaking about big Madrigas here. Makayim Shivisi Hashem LeNegdi Samid. Kishalefamim Nifne Machshavta Begeach Min Hashem Yisparach. That if a tzaddik, that if for a moment he forgets about Hashem. This is considered a chet to him. That he's not thinking of Hashem. This is a chet, as Rashi says on Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samit. Tamid samti maror l'chnegid panai. As it says, Berei Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samit is a klal gadol b'toira. And b'kol shekin shekadosh baruch hu l'chol etzke vaydai, oimeid v'chule v'chule. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh brilliantly touched the pasuk in Tehillim as follows. Ashri Adam, praiseworthy, halaki is the person, lo yachshiv Hashem, that when he doesn't think of Hashem, lo yavon, that's considered to be a chet. Of course, this is madriga the tzaddik, and not to be mindful of Hashem even for a moment, but at least that a Jew should know what he's striving for, what the igur degish in avodas Hashem is. The befrat b'tshuva, the Meir Pinchas, as you see next to it, that he quotes the Maggid from Zlotchev, whose Yortzeit will be on Shabbos, that he says, Ma'i tshuva, what is tshuva of that which Chazal tell of? Sheyia kol yomav b'tshuva, that there's a concept of tshuva kol yomav. He says, Ha'tshuva hirak mitzvahs asim mitag mitzvahs. A very big sugi, this idea of what it means, tshuva kol yomav, how to be miyashiv, this kasha, if tshuva is one of the mitzvahs of the tag mitzvahs. What does it mean, tshuva kol yomav? But the way that the Zlotchev and Maggid explained this, in the Rebbe's way, he said that tshuva is the following Rosh HaTevis. That the Tav stands for Tamim Ti Hashem Alekecha. That the Shin of tshuva stands for Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samit. Of course, that's what we're getting at tonight. But just to continue and to finish the Vart, the Vav is V'Ahavta L'Yecha Kameicha. The Beis is B'chol D'Rechecha Da'ehu. And the Hey is Hatsnei Allah Hasim Alekecha. The Bnei Yisachar, which we don't have in front of us, according to the Chida, according to Ari HaKadosh, where he says, Bnei Yisachar, that although that the Arizal had told us that he had different acronyms for the Tshuva, that for example, he had said that Tav stands for Tainus, and Vav stands for Vidui, and Beis stands for Bechia. But he said nowadays, especially since the Giloy of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that this is not the Derech HaTshuva. That it stands for different acronyms of Tmimus, Shivisi, V'Ahavta, V'Chol Derech HaDayu, Atznei Lech HaSem Hashem HaLakacha. But we see from here that Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samit is an Ik component, not just in the Avodas Hashem, but in Tshuva itself. Because Tshuva means returning to the Shorish HaAvodah. And the Shorish HaAvodah, that the life of a Jew, is an inyan of Shivisi Hashem Ganag Bisamim. Rabbunim from Shischa. We have three mamorim here from Rabbunim in Torah Simcha. Rabbunim was one of the tzaddikim who was known to say very sharp vartlach. Many of the sharp vartlach from the Chassidim, unless a person is familiar with the vartlach of Chassidim and the derech of Chassidus Bechlal, they can sometimes seem very puzzling, confusing. He writes here, without getting too much into it, that he had said, "Yistabek ha'adam b'borer v'liyafsek regamamish in simin kuf gimel." The person should have dvikus with Hashem at all times. V'amar, and he had said, "Shal hefsek rega," that even for stop for a moment, "Shehalcha ha'pirid me'atzmoisav shel adam." That a person forgets about Hashem even for a moment, like we said before. Ashri Adam Layakshav Hashem Layavon. Not just that it's Layavon, he writes, Kol Yimei Cheldol Kol Gehenna Mein Dailoi. But if he forgets Hashem even just one moment in this world, Kol HaGehenna Mein Dailoi. The Gehenna is not a place for such sinners. The Gehenna is meant in order to rectify. And we're just passing through this Rabbuna, we're not going to be Masbir Ba'imek. The Gehenna was given in order for a Yid to be able to correct the Averis, the stains on his neshama. But if a person forgets about Hashem, Gehenna wasn't made for that. The essence of a Jew is that he's mindful of Hashem. And the moment that a person is not mindful of Hashem, Yisbarach, who is the root of all existence, then it's kimat that a person doesn't exist anymore. That he forfeits its existence. And what he came to teach us with lines like this is that the forgetfulness of Hashem Yisbarach means that Hashem is not just a being which we live with. That when we understand Hashem the way that Hashem is, that He wants us to understand Him, that Hashem is the Makor and the Shirish of all of existence, that if a person forgets that, then there is no existence for him. Then there's no Gehenna, there's no Olam Haba. The Lubavitcher Rebbe had said, quoting the Ramah, which we had started with, Shivisi Hashem Lanegdi Samein, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, that he tells us that a Jew has to feel at all times that he's standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That he would say that if I had to write the Ramah, Pichasidus, I would say, not just that a Jew has to be mindful that he's standing in front of Hashem Yisbarach at all times, that a Jew should be mindful at all times that his existence is an existence within Hashem Yisbarach. Which is a difference in perspective of Niglus HaTorah versus Pnimius HaTorah. That in Niglus HaTorah we see that a Jew stands in front of Hashem at all times, that he's mindful of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach in every single thing, Hashkacha Klalius and Hashkacha Pratius. But al pi pnimius haTorah, as the Zohar Kadosh tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shor shetuch olamin, ikra tuch olamin, deles asar panimine, that Hashem is the existence itself. The oimek of Shivisi, of which Rabbunim is highlighting, that the kol gehenna min gedayu loy, is that the metzias itself is Hashem Yisbarach. That Hashem is at the root of my life. Which is the sugi of itself, what it means that a Jew davens of Rosh Hashanah l'man chalakim chan, the type of a life which we speak about al pi pnimius haTorah, when we speak about the sifran shel tzadikim, to be nechta v'nechtav the sifrei chaim, what's meint chaim, what it means chaim. And he writes also in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin in front of you, al mashal mechazal, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he would cry before he died, and he said to his Talmidim, "She'enu yodei be'ezu derech malicha," and I say, I don't know which derech they're going to take me. They're going to take me to the run of Elam Habar to Gehenem. V'utamur la'inin kol. He says, this is a wonder to anybody who sees this Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which Chazal made, there was nobody like him in the generation, that he should be fearful, he should cry, doesn't know which direction he's going in. Rabbunim explains, V'amash, im rega echa mikoy mechayov, that what he was afraid of was that if for just a moment in his life, halach mi'atzmois of zapach hashal Hashem Yisbarach, that he was afraid that if maybe for a moment I forgot about Hashem Yisbarach, kol gehenna min da'ilo l'fraya. In which case, Rabbunim finished by saying, v'lama lo yivke, I don't understand the veld. The veld doesn't understand the Gemara, I don't understand the veld. He said, how can he not be afraid? That if you forget about Hashem even for a moment, how could he not cry? That he wasn't afraid of his averius and his chuyos, he was afraid of maybe being poigim in the shoyrish of everything. That if for a moment he forgot about the root of all of Avodas Hashem, then he cries because the kol gehenna is not kedai for just a moment of forgetting about Hashem. Of course, this is very big madrigas. A person can't just jump into a metzias like this, if shavisi Hashem le'negdi samina, on a level like this. But the idea is that a person should recognize what is an ikr and what's a tafel and avodas Hashem, as will come to him, it's Hashem. The Chafetz Chaim, whose yahrzeit it is tonight, Chafetz Aleph Elul, he writes at the bottom in Shem Olam, Chelek Sheni, Perek Yud, Klal HaDvarim, to sum things up, that a person should contemplate at all times, Ich Shashem Hu Malay Chal Arz Kavayda. Do I made the fun of last night with Sinai? Vahu Shikosav Shivisi Hashem the Nagdi Samid. Vahainuki his Boynanti Tamid Shanechi Amilifni Hashem last night with Sinai. The Indian of Vaidazu Hayabha Vesina Hakadoshim, as it says, his Halech Lafana Vesamim. Hainu his Boynain Tamid Shata Ami the Funai Hashem told Avram. Vikayim Avram Avinu Bezest of Hashem, Kamoshikosav Halehim, Asher his Halcha Vaisa Lafana Avram Yitzhak Yaakov Avinu was made. The tzidkus that the klal hadvarim is to be misboinin tavim shavisi Hashem and the negdi sam. As an etza for this, Rabbunim writes in the previous quote in Mar Malkam in Siman and Ches in Sim Teres Simcha. Rabbunim is quoted as saying in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, Shamati mimayri etza l'chav Yisrael shalayachsa l'machsarei v'liyastami davik b'avodas Yisbarach. How does a person come to dvekas with Hashem at all times? Shayogil tamid atzma l'ispa l'vakish v'imani Yisbarach al-kol davar mikatan rad gadol. That a person should be oisik and feel at all times, not just for the big things, but even for the small things. V'liyachshav adam shetzarech l'zeh he's b'idid us b'talas and tefillin. Don't think that you need a talas and tefillin to have such a conversation with Hashem. Back b'mokom shoymid az afilu b'shuk, no matter where you are, even in the marketplace. Yirei mumokom naki. If the place is clean, as it says in last week's parasha, V'haya machanech ha-kodesh, 2 parashas ago, V'vakesh me'ashem yizbarach, U'bavadi imali sh'alosav sh'me'at filas kopeh. V'aydeizeh yetamid davik b'Hashem. That it's not just an inyan in avodas Hashem to be mispal l'tamid. Like David HaMelech says, V'ani s'fila, which Rabbunim has a different title when it means V'ani s'fila. Not for now. But what it means is that a person, through being mispal l'Hashem yizbarach at all times, because he has nobody to turn to but Hashem yizbarach at all times, that through that davening Hashem at all times, that a person succeeds in being the kind of Indian of Shivisi Hashem the Negri Sunday. The Me'emes, he writes that the Sofi Tevos of Shivisi Hashem the Negri Sunday, the reason already has a vart on the Rishi Tevos. It's not for now. That the Sofei Tevos Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samin is the Sofei Tevos Yehudi. The essence of a Jew, the hallmark of a Yid, is that he's Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samin. We see this by Mordechai HaTzadik. The Mordechai HaTzadik is called the Ish Yehudi, Haya B'Shushan Abira. The idea is that even though Mordechai was in Shusha Abira, Asher Haglam Yerushalayim, that he was coming from Yerushalayim, which is the place, Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, that a person can walk on the streets and see Hashem Yisbarach everywhere he goes, that it was so easy to become Shivisi in Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. That even when he came to Shushan, to Shushan Habira, that even in Shushan he was the Ish Yehudi, that he was Shivisi Hashem Nenagdi Samid B'choleis. And what's interesting is that the Ari HaKadosh tells us that the Tzures Hashem for Chodesh Tammuz, which is the month of Churban Beis HaMikdash, the beginning of Churban Beis HaMikdash, comes from the pasuk which is written in the Megillah, of which Haman Harasha says, "V'chol zeh einenu shayveli." That Haman says, and it's a merames of the whole Indian of Haman, "V'chol zeh einenu shayveli." That the osios zeh einenu shayveli heivav heyud, which is the Shem Havaya backwards. Which is the opposite of Shivisi Hashem Lenegli Samet. Is that the kitchuk that Haman offered before Hashem is Yisbarach against Klai Yisrael, is that where is the Shivisi? As if to say that the whole Tachis of Chobim Meis HaMikdash was to bring the Jewish people into a Golos like this, to see if there would be a Shivisi Hashem Lenegli Samet, even in the depth of the darkness of Paras and Madai. And the reason why it hurt Haman so much, but it says, that Mordechai is called the Yehudi, that he's the Ish of Shivisi Hashem Lenegli Samet. That no matter where he was, and it doesn't mean to say that Mordechai, everywhere that he went, that he always made himself back to the Yoshev B'Sha'ar Melech. It means to say that everywhere Mordechai went, he was Yoshev B'Sha'ar Malka Shaloyla. That even when he was walking B'Shuk, Haman understood that Mordechai was Yoshev B'Sha'ar Melech, the Malka Shaloyla. Which is why in the Megillah, every time it says the word HaMelech, it's a reference to Hashem Yisborach. Because Mordechai was poiled at. It's coming to show on the Madrig of Mordechai. That Stam Melech by Mordechai Tzadik means Hashem Yisborach. And when we were standing in front of Achashverosh, she felt more what it means. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. That everywhere he went, he's called Mordechai Yehudi. Even in Shusha Habira, it was margish the fact that Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. And that's the Nitzacha that Mordechai has over Haman. So of course there's what to expand upon. The idea of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. Not just when a Jew goes around in the streets, or if he's at home no matter what he's doing. But Kol Shekein B'Shas Tfilah, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. And Kol Shekein B'Shas Limud HaTorah, but the Sfarim say, that a Jew should do tshuva before learning Torah, that Hashem shouldn't say about him, Malach HaRosh of the Sefer Chukai. There's an element that when a Jew sits and he learns Torah, the Chazon Ish writes, Da'alif Nemiya Ta'omel, that a person has to know, not just Lif Nemiya Ta'omel, when you daven, but Da'alif Nemiya Ta'omel, remember who you toil in Torah in front of. Which is a discussion in its own. It's getting late, and I would just like to conclude with a story which I saw in the name of my Rebbe, Chaim Brim Zatzal. Chaim Brim was a person who was makusher to all the tzaddikim in the generation. He was makur of B'yoyser to the Chazon Ish, Zichrono Livracha, to the Brisker Rav, and to the Rebbes who lived at the time, especially the Biyana Rebbe, to the Square Rebbe. But he was also especially close to Rabbi Chaskel Abramsky, who's Yartzai Tzitanah. Rabbi Chaskel Abramsky is the author of the Chazon Yecheskel and the Tosefta's. He was a Dayan in London in Eretz Yisrael. He was a Gaon Sheba Gaonim. But also a world-class tzaddik. The sefer of his life at home called Melech B'Yofyo. It's two chalakim. Just to read about his life, it's amazing. The dveikus which he had with Hashem Yisbarach. The Yerushalayim which he lived by. Chaim Brim told over that once from Chaskel Abramsky, he found himself in the hospital. And Chaim Brim went to be Mevakeh Chayla. And when he came into the room, Rabbi Chaskel Abramsky was sitting on the hospital bed. He saw that his Rebbe Rabbi Chaskel was crying. And he came close and he said, Rebbe, the pain must be so great that you're crying like this. And it hurt him to see his Rebbe that way. Rav Chatzal Abramsky turned to Rav Chaim Berman and he said to him, I'm not crying because of the pain. So the reason why I cry is because the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim that so long that a Jew is mindful of Hashem and he's mindful of Einod Milvadai, there's no pegara which can befall him. Nothing can happen to him at any given time. He has a special shmira that in the moments that he's thinking about Hashem. And this, by the way, is the reason why David HaMelech is somebody who is Chai V'Kayim, because David HaMelech is the one who Shivisi Hashem L'Negvi Samin. You know the Gemara how David HaMelech died. The Kadosh Baruch Hu caused him to be Mesiach Das from Hashem for a moment. You have to understand that even that moment that he was Mesiach Das, not really Hasach Das, which is like David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. David HaMelech was so attached to the Shoresh of Chaim, wasn't Shaykh B'Him B'Chlal. Any Siluk Adas. Chaskel Bramsky told Chaim Brim, and he said, the Rambam says that if a person forgets about Hashem for a moment, then he's prone to any pegara. He says that if I had, I think it was maybe a heart attack, and I found myself in the hospital like this, I don't cry because of the pain. I cry because of that means that for a moment I forgot about Hashem Yisbar, and that's why I cry. It's almost, to hear a story like that, it causes a person to recognize just what it means, the life of a tzaddik. How, on the one hand, it broadens our horizons what it means that a person can have such a dveikus with a tzaddik, with Hashem Yisbarach. That the dveikus that a person has with Hashem Yisbarach can be so much that he lives with Hashem Yisbarach, that he's so close to Hashem Yisbarach. Rav Chaim Brim said that Rav Chaskel Abramsky would take his fingers and he would put them like this. And he would put them like touching each other, the two pointer fingers with each other. And he would turn to Rav Chaim Brim and he would say, closer than these fingers are to each other, I am to Hashem Yisbarach. He would say. And these stories of Rav Chaskel Abramsky, Zchus Yagan Aleinu, we speak about him tonight. There's Megalud Madrigas of all the tzaddikim, how they were so mekusher to Hashem Yisbarach at all times. That for them the ikur was Shivisi Hashem L'Negvi Samin. Like the story about the Noam Elimelech. I said about other tzaddikim as well. He was once lying in bed, and he was sleeping and sleeping and sleeping, and nobody can understand how the Noam Elimelech would sleep for so long. And it was time to wake up. I think he was on their travels. And then Reb Zusha went ahead and he said, I have the neitzah, don't worry. And he put his hand on the mezuzah of that room. And all of a sudden, the Noam Elimelech woke up. He said, how'd you know to do that? Because I know my brother, he's so holy. Maybe it was the other way around. That my brother is so holy that not for a moment does he Mesiach Das from Hashem, but when he goes to sleep, what's he going to do? How can he become Shivisi properly? So he attaches himself to the mezuzah, because the mezuzah is the inyan of Shivisi of a Jew, no matter where he goes, like the Rambam writes, that he has a kesher with Hashem Yisbarach. And so he's makasher himself to the havayas, to the l'negdi summit of the mezuzah. So as soon as I put my hand over the mezuzah, I created a hefsek in that inyan, boom, he had to wake up. It wasn't a moment that he could be mufer from Hashem Yisbarach. This is what's called chayim, that a Jew is looking for. That he wants to have in Rosh Hashanah a chayim of a l'man chelakim chayim. A life of Shivisi Hashem the Negli Samer when we come to Rosh Hashanah, which is a return, mamish to the sharoshim of what it means to be a Jew. The halacha aleph. That a person should be mindful of Hashem in all of his drachim. But really the secret of what the Arizal writes, that Chodesh Elul, the secret of Chodesh Elul comes from the pasuk Hayoisim Bayom Derech. And the inyan of the Yom that Hashem makes a Derech in the Yom means that even a person goes into the darkest Gehenims, into unknown territory, that even there Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a Gilui, which is called Zeh Keli Vandehu. Everybody pointed and said, Zeh, I see Hashem Yisbarach. Even in the depths of the sea, Hashem is there. That the Gili of Kiyas Yamsuf doesn't mean that Hashem appeared to the Yidden there. It meant that when the Yidden came into the Yamsuf, they saw that Hashem's presence is even in the depths of the Yam. That what they saw was the presence of Hashem in the Yam. Not that Hashem revealed himself in the Yam. That here is where Hashem is, just like He is on top and on the land and in Shemayim. This is the Derech of which we speak about, of Elul, of Hanaisa, and the Adarech, which brings us to Rosh Hashanah. that no matter where a Jew goes, even in the depths, like we see in this week's Parsha, Miyalon Hashemayma, Miyavrelon Meivel Hayam, no matter where a Jew goes, that he reattaches himself to Shavisi Hashem Lenagdi Summit. It's Ashrei Adam, that it's a wondrous, beautiful, enlightening life that a Jew has, that when he makes Shavisi Hashem the Mokar, and the root of his Avodas Hashem, to try to be mindful to the aces of Rabbunim, whether davening to Hashem v'chaleis, whatever a Jew, whatever we can do by learning the Sfar Makdashim, to attach himself to such a Musak, to realize that this is really an Ikra and a Sharish and Avodas Hashem. Baruch Hu should help us, that as we approach Rosh Hashanah, only a week's time away, that Hashem should instill all of the ingredients and all the core fundamentals of Tshuva in our hearts. We should be zeichet to return to the basics with the Heslavas, with the Simcha, with an Av, with the Yira. To be zeichet to approach Adin and to be Nechta, Venechta, Mesifan Shatzadikim, a life of Laman Kalachim Chaim. But to be zeichet to walk on that Derech of Hashem Yisbarach, the Derech of Tshuva, of Shivisi Hashem, the entire year. To be zeichet to a true, meaningful Kesher with Hashem Yisbarach. Kavel Nafshi Ga'ol, every person should have his own personal Ge'ula. We should see the Ge'ula of our people. The Shechina Kadesha, be Asgari Tzarek, and have a minimum. Shabbos.